This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Hour two is underway. We've got a great show for you tonight. You got to stick around for the full second hour because we're going to help keep you mentally fit as well as on top of the news as it's happening as well. There is a breaking story. I'll tell you about it in just a second. I'm just sitting here laughing in the break, though, because what a national treasure Monica Crowley is. Monica's been on the show several times. She put out on Twitter tonight, Hunter's laptop, not a national security threat. Trump's cocktail napkins, national security threat. That pretty much sums up the Mar-a-Lago investigation. That and Melania's panties. For some reason, her type of underwear is of some interest to the DOJ and the FBI, at which point we've not figured out exactly what that connection is, but they spent a lot of time going through her lingerie before they left Mar-a-Lago, and we still don't know why to this point in time. But anyway, Dr. Monica Crowley hitting the nail on the head proverbially tonight. Some breaking news. China, and one of the things that I've been saying on both my daily show and here on the weekends is that there is a significant degree of concern that we should skeptically have about China right now. The fact that they own Joe Biden by the short hairs, the fact that they literally do not fear the United States at all. There's nothing about us that they respect or think is important. And the fact that they are pretty much going to do what they want to do. For instance, tonight there was a U.S. Coast Guard cutter that was denied entry into the Solomon Islands port. And this is the breaking news story from that region. The United States Coast Guard cutter conducting patrols on an international mission in the Pacific Ocean was denied entry into Solomon Islands. The cutter Oliver Henry was taking part in Operation Island Chief, monitoring fishing activities in the Pacific, which ended Friday when it sought to make a scheduled stop at Guadalcanal, Solomon Islands, to refuel and reprovision, according to the Coast Guard office in Honolulu. There was no response from the Solomon Islands government for diplomatic clearance for the vessel to stop there, however, so the Oliver Henry diverted to Papua New Guinea, according to the Coast Guard. Additionally, it was reported that the British vessel in tow was also denied entry into the port. They have not commented on those reports directly. But the thinking is that China told the Solomon Islands, don't let the Americans come into port there. Even if we needed to refuel and to rebolster the, and come on, the Coast Guard. I mean, there are least threatening service out there. They do a good job of keeping the mainland safe. But this is really rather remarkable. And you know, who will hold China accountable? It's not going to be the White House. It's not going to be the people that are there. So that's a breaking story tonight. I want to bring up to speed on a couple of things. One is where we are at with our efforts with the Christian Solidarity International, which I am very excited about. You know that we have in recent weeks told you how many slaves that we are trying to free, trying to turn into former slaves, trying to get back home to South Sudan. This has been a project that we've worked on for about 4 years here on the weekends. And you have been remarkable. In fact, let's roll the update. They have you've done a great job because the goal is 192 for the year. And I believe that as of this moment, we are down to 79, I think, is what we have in terms of Let me just, I have to wait for my own screen to cycle. Yeah, 79 left to free in 2022. So if you have not yet chosen to be involved with us on this endeavor, we would very much like you to. Bringherhome.org is where you can go and give a gift, but for $250 one time. And if you need to break that up, $50 a month over 5 months, or $25 a month over 10, or 125 times 2, whatever you need to do, will not only liberate a slave, but give her everything she needs for her life to live back in South Sudan when she's returned home, including a year's worth of food, sorghum grain, that is the main kind of supply that they use to cook and eat with and so forth, but also a year's worth of seed to plant a new crop and to have future crops of that. There will be a variety of utensils to help her fish and garden and eat and cook and all those types of things. There are some basic things that will help protect her against the weather, tarps and so forth. And then there's also my favorite part. Every released slave through CSI is liberated and given a she-goat. And the she-goat is very, the purpose of it is very simple. It allows them to develop a micro-enterprise in their house. They can sell the milk. They can breed the she-goat for more baby goats and sell those. But it is a way of helping the slave become self-sustaining in the South Sudan economy when they are returned home. And friends, when these girls get home, and they were all taken when they were, you know, little tiny babies. They've been in slavery for dozens of years since the end of the Sudanese Civil War. And when the world powers negotiated the peace, nobody liberated the slaves. So Christian Solidarity International, in conjunction with you, over the last number of years, have freed several thousand through just this radio show. And overall, they've helped free more than 120,000, none of which have been recaptured or taken back into slavery. That's not allowed anymore. And we know that there are about 35 to 40,000 still in captivity, and some of those include children, which we are starting to liberate as well. Children that were born in slavery to a slave mom, they have now been, we've begun to be able to help bring them home as well. So $250 not only liberates one, but it gives them everything they need to start their life over again in South Sudan. And I just want to say thank you to those of you that have helped us. 192 was the start, 79 to go is where we're at, and by the end of the year, our goal is to have every one of those women liberated and back home. What a tremendous Christmas gift to give them by the end of this year if we can just pull that off together. 888-342-1010 if you want to give by phone, 888-342-1010, but that website will take you straight there, bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. bringherhome.org, and it takes about 2 minutes to make your gift. And I'm really proud to say that not only has the McCullough family been liberating slaves for the last several years, but all my staff here at Radio Night Live has done it as well. And it is something that we very much enjoy doing, because we know that it is doing an amazing thing in the lives of the people that are being liberated. I've never seen something that is more touching and more imperative to the people that receive it than this slave liberation with CSI. So my calm question and request of you tonight would be, please consider what you can do. Give a gift. Bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010 is where you go and give that gift. Now, yet to come this hour, Ronna McDaniel, the chief, the top dog, if you will, at the GOP, chief bottle washer, end all say all. What she says goes. The boss is going to be with us coming up next. What do the midterms look like, and just how confident is she that there's going to be some changes in Washington that might actually make a difference in some of our lives? A lot of people are asking that question, but she kind of has the 35,000-foot view of what's going on in all the races across the country, and I look forward to asking her about all of that. And then a little bit later on, our favorite fitness instructor, Jane Ann Benira, who's joined us frequently this year in 2022, has a new podcast called Keeping It Real. You can get that at the Kevin McCullough section of podcasts and any of your favorite podcast aggregators, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, and the like. But tonight, talking about how changing your perspective sometimes can help you be more successful in what you're trying to accomplish. So we'll talk with her about that as well. And then before we're done, Zach Williams back tonight, and I think you're going to enjoy a classic hit with Dolly Parton before we're all done. So that's all straight ahead. But please do not take this moment without making a difference. Go to CSI by calling 888-342-1010, and make your best gift, or go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, and save a woman's life and future tonight, liberating lives, ending slavery, and we won't stop until they are all free, all back home, all safe. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And if you miss any of the broadcast, you can get the video archive at thesalemnewschannel.com. Just go to salemnewschannel.com, look under shows, look under Radio Night Live. You'll see us there. And if you want the audio podcast, just go again to the Kevin McCullough section of any of your favorite aggregators. It's Radio Night Live. We're live from New York. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruits and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as you know, Decision 22 carries on another big week of primaries. It's another hugely important election season as we are under 80 days till the actual elections in November. And I cannot help but wonder if, you know, the tone of what is happening in everyday life for Americans is going to drive them to the polls in greater numbers or cause them to be a little bit apathetic. I hope it's the former, not the latter. Here to discuss is the chairwoman for the National Republicans. She has done a great job, in my estimation, over the last several election cycles, Ronna McDaniel, and she's no stranger to Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're glad to have her back. Ronna, thank you for being here.
Oh, always great to be with you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about where you assess we are in the primary election so far and what is happening as we are now catapulting towards November.
Well, we've seen incredible enthusiasm from Republicans in these primaries. We're almost done. We've got a few more in September in some of the northeastern states, but the main thing we're seeing is we're getting our nominees set for the Senate and the House. And, for example, last night in Florida, we had a primary, and we didn't have a contested race in the gubernatorial and the Senate level for Marco Rubio and Ron DeSantis, but we still outperformed the Democrats with turnout by 170,000 voters. That bodes well for November for Republicans.
Yeah. No, that looks very good. I am concerned about some of those seats that are in my area up here. Last night, for example, Nicole Malliotakis and Max Rose won their respective nominations for that famous Staten Island Brooklyn seat. But the Republicans on the whole drew about even with what Max Rose did. Are you concerned that in some of these slightly leaning Biden districts that the Republicans have a ground game to get out and to be energetic with come November?
Yeah, and New York's tough in a primary because you have a partisan primary, so independents really don't show up during the primary season in New York. And Democrats do turn out a lot more in the primary in New York. So it's hard to extrapolate a lot. Even the special that the news media is making a big deal of today in the Delgado seat, Delgado won that seat by 12 points, and their candidate just won by 2, and we didn't have a contested primary for that for November, so yeah. We didn't have a reason for our voters to turn out. So I just think even New York, there are a lot of good nuggets to take for Republicans coming from last night, but it's hard to compare primaries to general. What I do know is on the voter registration side of things, we're outpacing the Democrats in almost every state. We're seeing Hispanic voters turn Republican. And then with independents in almost all the polling, they are leaning more Republican for this cycle. And they certainly didn't show up in the New York primary yesterday.
Yeah, well, and I completely forgot about that aspect of it. And that's really true. And I do think that it is going to be the independents that decide the 2022 cycle for sure. I don't know about 2024. It seems a long way away at this point. But I know that the general frustration, Ronna, from my listeners every single day, I hear from them, life is hard right now, and it's way harder than it should be, and it's all self-inflicted.
Absolutely. I actually ran into a woman last week. I was getting my hair done, at the beauty salon where women all chat. This woman came up to me, and she was in tears, and she said, I want to give money. I want to support the Republican Party right now, and I'm so sorry, Ronna, but I can't. I'm on a fixed income. I can barely make ends meet. And I'm like, don't worry. Fill your car with gas. Take care of yourself. But that's what we're hearing across the country, this angst. I run into this every day. People are really, really struggling under the policies that Democrats have put forward, and they're just making it worse. I mean, today they're gonna pay off student loan debt for people who don't need it. And you know who's going to pay for those student loans? People who didn't go to college.
Yep.
Uber drivers, waitresses, people who are living paycheck to paycheck, who we're going to send 87,000 IRS agents after to make sure we get every little morsel of their earnings. I mean, it is just so sad what this Biden administration's doing. And even the Obama economist, Larry Summers, is saying the student loan forgiveness will be something that will add to inflation, which we're already struggling with as
a
country.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because what it appears to me is happening is that in the election cycle, instead of doing what Bill Clinton did in trying to triangulate back to the center, it appears that Biden, in his policies, and I would say this goes to the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed, it goes to this loan forgiveness issue, that he's leaning more towards the extreme in his party that he kind of pandered to once he got into office, which is where we got into all of this mess to begin with. There's no compromise with the top of their party right now, and that's leaving a lot of blue-collar Democrats, more common-sense type of people that are in the center, with nowhere to go.
Totally, and they're also completely out of touch with the problems that Americans are facing right now. I mean, when you see Secretary Granholm get on TV talking about gas prices and saying, well, go buy an electric vehicle, which is close to $60,000. It shows a total disconnect with real America.
Yeah.
And that is what we're seeing from President Biden to Buttigieg to Granholm. And there's a disdain for hardworking Americans. And we see that with this decision to put 87,000 IRS agents out into the country. I mean, think about that. What's your stadium that the Giants and the Jets play in? Is it MetLife?
Yep.
That seats 82,000. Just put that in perspective. The entire stadium is filled with IRS agents. They're not going after billionaires. There's 1,000 billionaires in this country, less than 1,000. They're going after everyday hardworking Americans. So instead of putting more police on the streets, when we know crime is rampant, especially in New York, instead of dealing with our southern borders, we know we have a huge drug crisis, and doing things for Americans who are really hurting, they said, you know what, we're going to put IRS agents out there, we're going to forgive student loans, and we're going to tell everybody to go buy an electric vehicle.
Yeah,
totally
no,
out of touch.
And so unrealistic in terms of even the woman that came to you at the beauty parlor. Let me ask you about this. There's been a little bit of controversy between the Senate leader and the former president this week about the Senate races, and I know that everybody seems to be much more high on the chances of the House side, but I don't necessarily see the need for pessimism in the Senate races, and I'm curious, as the head of the party structure trying to get these people elected, what's your thought on where we are in places like Georgia and Pennsylvania?
Well, I will say this. I've spent a lot of time with these Senate candidates, and yes, they are first-time candidates, but they bring a caliber of experience that is so far superior to the Democrats, right? I mean, you look at Dr. Oz versus Fetterman. Fetterman's a socialist. He
right.
wants to put a third of the criminals in prison back on the street, and his biggest policy issue is legalizing pot. I mean, Dr. Oz is a renowned cardiac surgeon. He was an innovator. He is somebody who understands healthcare. What an asset he would be in the Senate. Same with J.D. Vance. Same with Herschel, who is a businessman as well as, you know, as we know, a very famous football player. But resources are the biggest issue. I see the Democrats have had a huge infusion of cash coming from the Dobbs decision. And I know that if our candidates have the resources to tell their message and also define the Democrat, we win.
All right. Ronna McDaniel, thank you so much for your insight. Stay right here. The Ladies Lounge in full effect tonight here on Radio Night Live as we continue into hour number two. A little bit more with Ronna McDaniel and some other great treats before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on defense now that we've learned the cost estimate of his student loan forgiveness plan, $240 billion spread over 10 years, assuming that 75% of those who are eligible would take advantage of it. He told reporters that he would consider it a success if 10% took advantage of the program. Republicans not convinced it's a good idea, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune told the PBS NewsHour that Biden's action is fundamentally unfair.
Particularly if you think about all those Americans out there and those families, many of whom never had the opportunity to go to college, or those who did and paid their loans down already, paid them back, or their parents pinched pennies and made it possible for them to get through college.
Thune adds that those who paid off their loans are being asked to pay for those who still have them. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's the Ladies Lounge. We're speaking with the GOP chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel. So glad to have her with us. And Ronna, I guess the essence of what you were saying as we went to break is that the Senate is going to be tougher.
But I'm more bullish on the Senate. And I think we're going to win back the House. But I think the Senate's tougher and it's more expensive. And we just need to make sure our candidates have the money to contribute.
So I even believe that in places where your race is a foregone conclusion, if you're listening to me right now, maybe you consider making that extra gift this cycle to Herschel Walker or Oz or Mr. Vance, because those races are going to be supremely important. And Ronna, having a senator in those seats come 2024 makes a huge difference as well, does it not?
It makes a huge difference. And, you know, the Senate is 50-50 right now. So we certainly don't want the Democrats to pick up another seat and have an ability to do more destructive things to this country. And one seat can stop the Biden agenda. Things like the Inflation Reduction Act, which had nothing to do with inflation, right? It was just a boondoggle. So those are the things. The RNC, we're actually doing a call today with all of our top investors to lay out the path to victory on the Senate side. I absolutely think we can win. I think we have far superior candidates than the Democrats, but we do need to raise them money. So JD, Blake Masters, Ted Budd, Adam Laxalt, Dr. Oz, Herschel, anybody you can support, please go do, because they're going to need it.
Let me shift gears just a little bit. We have seen with kind of great acuity the news media focus on the Mar-a-Lago raid and the ongoing kind of dispute between what seems to be weaponized offices of government being focused on the former president. He's not really on the ballot, but man, has he lent his weight to the races this year. And I've never seen a former president as influential in the primaries as what President Trump's endorsements had meant. What's your assessment of what his contribution to the race in November is going to be?
Well, I absolutely expect him to be out helping these candidates and helping to turn out the vote for these candidates. And there are voters that vote for Trump that don't always vote Republican, so he's going to be a great value add in a lot of these races to turn out those voters.
Blue-collar independents, for example.
Yeah, that vote for President Trump and maybe don't always think that they want to turn out in a midterm. So I think it's all hands on deck. You know, I say to everybody, I don't want to talk about 24 because we have to win 2022, and I know President Trump's dedicated to making sure that we get these candidates not just through the primary, which is one thing, but we need to make sure they get elected.
Well,
in the general.
In some of the kind of negative voices that have spoken up against him in recent weeks, even from the former Never Trump people and stuff, one of the things I've had in the back of my mind is, well, he's not, it's not his turn right now, and look at how magnanimous he's being in helping these, going to these states, helping these candidates. His endorsement is gold in these primary races, and it's really not up to you know, him to try to win every race that's on the ballot. But I've just never seen you know, a more willing person to say, it's not about me right now, it's about you guys, and we're going to get you across the finish line.
Exactly, especially while he's under siege every day, right? The Biden administration's never leaving him alone. And I think a lot of Americans, and I'm one included, as we saw that raid on Mar-a-Lago, we just feel a lot of distress because this is a man who was duly elected as president. And from day one, they tried to go after him with Russia collusion, which we now know was based on a fake dossier paid for by the DNC and Hillary
Clinton.
Same
people.
That instigated a 3-year taxpayer-funded investigation that showed nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never had a break. There's never been a moment where they said, you know what, we need to support this president. And even now when he's out of office, to see his home raided by the FBI without the transparency that the American people deserve, to say, why would we take this extreme action against a former president of the United States? I know why, because the Democrats believe there's no greater crime than being a Republican, which means there's no greater criminal than Donald Trump.
Last question, GOP Chairwoman McDaniel, and we so appreciate your time. I know how busy you are, so just taking a few minutes with us is very valuable. You've been at the helm now for a few years. You see what is at stake in just 2 years of a Biden administration following 4 years of a Trump administration, and how much things can change, how quickly they can change, how fast they can change. What is the heaviest burden on your heart going into November 2022?
Oh, well, thank you. I think, like every American, this is not, you know, small differences between Republican and Democrat. This is a Democrat party that wants to reimagine the greatest country. I feel so blessed to live here every day. And I feel like we're fighting for that, for this election. And so much is at stake in November. So what weighs on my heart is, how do we make sure we turn out our voters and save our country in this critical election?
Couldn't be more important. The stakes have never been higher. Ronna McDaniel, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
575.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us as usual. And you know that regularly my next guest joins us to discuss, you know, we started it out as the opportunity to discuss wellness and fitness, and it's turned into conversations that go way beyond just what you do at the gym. Yoga instructor, Pilates certified instructor, boxing guru, just all around wonderful person. Jane Ann Benaira is back with us, and you can get her podcast. It is called Keeping It Real, and I'll tell you how to do that at the end. Jane Ann, always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for being back.
Always a pleasure to be here. I love it.
All right. So what are we talking about today? This week I was in fewer classes than normal at my gym, and I was doing stuff because the way the season is and the kids are home and we're splitting up duties and so forth. And one of the classes I was in, the focus, the theme of the discussion, the narrative that was happening during the yoga class was all about looking at things from a different perspective. And the instructor's goal was to, when we were in the very painful chair pose or in a high plank, to not think of it as something that hurt or was painful, but to think of it as, hey, this is a great thing. My body's able to do this, and I'm able to do this. And I got the point, though I wasn't necessarily appreciative of it. But she kept saying, your perspective changes your reality. And I know that this is something that we do mentally. We fight with ourselves about how we're going to do this. You've certainly no doubt crossed that landmine a few times in all of your certifications and all the classes that you teach. What are your thoughts on it?
I've heard that, and I feel like I live that. I understand so immediately when you're talking, I think of more personal situations and evolvement of the mind, and how, you know, when we evolve, it's through changing your perspective, I think, or it changes your perspective. Evolvement changes your perspective and leads to growth. So on, as far as exercise goes, I understand that concept, though, like you're saying, sitting in a chair pose, like battling with the mind and saying to yourself, like changing the perspective would be like, well, I have a physical body that's able to do this today, and I'm so grateful for it. And that might hold me in it for another couple seconds, a couple seconds maybe. But I think it just goes deeper into way off the mat, that you start that battle of the mind there. And then in other parts of your life, you can use that tool, you know, that you change your perspective on the situation, whether it's a relationship or any of the above.
That's circumstance.
The circumstance. Yeah, all of it.
Stressors.
The stressors. I know the other thing I was thinking of when you were talking about chair pose that kind of flashed through my mind is, when I first started yoga, you know what posture I hated the most? You'll like never guess. Half moon pose. Which,
really?
Yes, and I don't know why. You know what? I bet you the reason, and I don't know for sure, but now that I understand yoga and all of its work that we go through, I bet you it's because I was trying to force it and I was struggling with it. And, you know, instead of using a block in order, those of you that don't know, half moon is a very open, like long pose, and you're balancing on one leg. And I'm sure I was just frustrated that I couldn't balance on one leg and that I wasn't open and I didn't feel it and et cetera, whatever I was going through in my mind or in my life probably at that time. And now it's absolutely my favorite posture. So I went through it. I continued with it. I learned about it. And I think that it changed my perspective.
Well, there's no doubt on back to the chair pose, the beloved chair pose, which those of you that played basketball, you know these as wall sits. They're very commonly used in a variety of sports, but it is sitting in a chair that's not there. And your hamstrings and your glutes and your calves all start barking at you pretty quickly once you're into the pose. About a year ago, Jeanne-Anne, there was an instructor at the school that you teach at that really challenged me to try to think about this pose differently. And I've hated these since junior high. Like, I didn't like them when I was doing them in other sports. And so I tried it. And over time, I'm not going to say it's become my favorite, but it's become something that I'm much better at than I used to be. And I think that there are days in which I think I can even surprise myself in terms of the length of time that I can hold it, because I've learned to say, if it's the toughest thing I face and I can go through it and I can get to the other side, then really what else will my day throw at me that's worse than that? And I guess that's kind of full circle back to the original, the way you view it and the perception of what is in your head can change the circumstance, can change the outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's true. You know, there's another facet that yoga has taught me, and this is a big perspective change, is it taught me that you actually should give gratitude for the people that challenge you the most as well. And taught me that those are the people that are meant to be your involvement as a human being. They're meant to challenge you, and that they're your greatest gurus, your greatest teachers. And that was a hard perspective to change. But now I think that all the time, whenever anything bad comes up, I think this was meant for me. I'm supposed to take this lesson. Thank you for giving me this lesson. That's what I kind of go through. And it does help. It definitely does help the situation. And it doesn't necessarily, just noticing that for whatever reason, I'm meant to take this lesson. And that makes you kind of like stand a little tall through the chaos, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, well, and we were talking about, or I mentioned other sports, which I sometimes still find myself relegating back to in my brain, because not only did I play, but then coach some a little bit. But it was always coaches that pushed me beyond what I thought I could do that ended up having the greatest impact on. All right. So, well, if you want to get any of Jane Ann's and my conversations, and they are really worth listening to. In fact, some people have written and said, you should replay the old ones sometime because they really are kind of timeless. Please check out the Keeping It Real podcast. It's at any of the Kevin McCullough podcast universes. You can go Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Audible, iHeart, SoundCloud, TuneIn, you name it. Just search for it and then look for the Keeping It Real, Jane Ann Benaira. Jane Ann, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure being here. I love these conversations. Thank you.
Me too. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Zach Williams.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, I start to fall.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.